You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, final game of the regular season. Lakers lose to the Sacramento Kings 136-122. They end up 3-5 in this Orlando bubble so far as the restart goes. But the most important thing, the only thing that's important, is the Lakers are healthy and they're ready to go for the postseason. I know Laker fans, everybody's got to be excited out there. Lakers just were in a
very awkward predicament walking into this bubble, into this restart. The games were different for the Lakers than they were for a lot of other teams out there. Teams are jockeying for position in the Western Conference, Eastern Conference as well. Teams are fighting tooth and nail to just get into that playoff tournament that's going to happen this weekend. And we'll talk about the race for eighth, and we'll do all that a little bit later in the show. I don't think I could walk away saying that after these eight games, the Lakers are unstoppable and nobody's going to touch them in the postseason. But I also don't want to make too much of this 3-5 record. I also don't want to make too much of, we'll use today's game as an example, 136-122 loss to the Sacramento Kings. You can't really walk away from too much positively or negatively for the Lakers. What I think we're going to get this opportunity to see next week, and it's not going to take very long to see what kind of team this Lakers, what we got with the Los Angeles Lakers moving forward, because hypothetically, if it is the Portland Trailblazers in the first round, there's no time to wait. There is no ramp up. There is no, well, we'll allow the first round to kind of get us back into the rhythm. You got a Portland Trailblazers team that's playing as good as basketball as anybody in the NBA. One of the best players in the league playing at, you know, a top-notch level in Damian Lillard. A hungry team that's been virtually in the postseason for the last eight games. Every game they've played in this Orlando bubble, and they got one more left for tonight. Every game they've played has been a playoff game. There's been a sense of urgency where the Lakers, that hasn't been the case. Sometimes that could hurt teams where you take your foot off the gas. But I don't really know what you wanted the Lakers to do over this eight-game stretch, and especially after they, you know, obviously already locked up the number one seed. They have to be strategic. And that's something that head coach Frank Vogel has talked about since even before. When they started training camp, July 9th, they were all in Orlando. And coach was talking about how the way he was going to use these games was all about just prepping for the postseason. And here we are. You know, the next time we do a Lakers broadcast, we're going to be previewing game one. And even though the Lakers still don't know who they're going to play, they have to feel good just walking into this postseason, understanding that they have as much talent as anybody else, and there are question marks out there as well. How are the Lakers going to shoot from the field? I mentioned a little bit earlier in the postgame show, last couple of games, they have been better. 15-35 from the three-point line, almost 43%. That's incredibly better than how the Lakers were doing in the first five games in this finishing off the regular season. I think they went 45%, or I think they went 33% against the Indiana Pacers, over 50% from the three-point line in their last game against the Denver Nuggets, and then, like I mentioned, 43% here. So you saw some of their shooting improve, and I can sit back and I could have the conversation and I could mention, you know, I feel good, I could do all that. At the end of the day, Lakers are going to start the postseason next week, and they're going to have to flip that switch on and, you know, obviously try to get back on track. They might have the toughest road to an NBA championship than anybody else in the NBA. I actually don't think you can even question that if Portland comes out of as the number eight seed. Nobody thinks Portland's a number eight seed. They're not. They would only grab that slot. Lakers, for having the best record in the Western Conference, typically should not be rewarded the Portland Trailblazers at number eight. but this is just the way it's worked out. Portland had injuries during the season, and they're clicking at the right time. That's the predicament the Lakers find themselves in. But when I say for this kind of this road to an NBA championship, and that there isn't a tougher road than what the Lakers are going to have to go through, you would have Portland in the first round. Second round has already been determined, or at least for the 4-5 matchup. That's the Houston Rockets versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll see what happens with the Rockets. We'll see what happens with Russell Westbrook's quad injury that could affect him in this first round a little bit, but I think that's going to be a good matchup. And then, of course, everybody expecting the Clippers to be in the Western Conference Finals. They'll have Dallas in the first round, and then, you know, most likely they'll play Denver in the second round. So with all that being said, the Lakers got an incredibly tough path, and they're going to be depending on the LeBron James, the Anthony Davis, who, by the way, for those who didn't get a chance to listen to the broadcast this morning, no Anthony Davis, no Kyle Kuzma, no KCP, and no Alex Caruso. So when you look at that score, 136-122, and you're saying, what happened? What happened to the Lakers today? What happened was is nobody played, and obviously this isn't a game that's important to them. LeBron, kind of a cool stat for LeBron James. So he continues to get in double figures now, 995 games in a row. John Ireland, Michael Thompson talked about that, but he only played in the first half, so you thought, okay, could this be in jeopardy? LeBron played 15 minutes for the Lakers, had 17 points, 4 assists, and went 6 of 13 from the field. I thought Markieff Morris gave the Lakers. Markieff's always an interesting one for me. He's interesting because I think he's a player that the Lakers desperately needed right at the trade deadline, at the buyout market. He got a chance to start today. He had 14 points in 20 minutes, 5 of 9 from the field. Hit 4 3-pointers for the Lakers. So that was obviously nice to see a player like Markieff Morris get some opportunity and then make the best of it. Markieff, Lakers are going to have minutes for Markieff Morris when we get to the postseason. No question about that. Deion Waiters with 19 points. I think everybody just assumes that Deion Waiters will, you know, most definitely be a part of the rotation. So that can definitely, this could kind of build some momentum for Deion Waiters as we get to the postseason. Quinn Cook with 12 points, J.R. Smith with 11 points. One player that I do want to highlight, and we'll spend some time in the next segment, we'll actually get a chance to hear from Talen Horton-Tucker, had 14 points, 3 assists and 3 steals, 6 of 15 from the field. He's only 19 years old. We'll see if he gets some opportunities in the postseason. You've heard me talk about attorney Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm helping businesses affected by the COVID-19 government shutdowns. The Wallace Firm also represents homeowners impacted by the Woolsey fire, victims of car crashes, and families of people who have been wrongfully killed. If you have suffered a serious loss, the Wallace Firm are the serious lawyers to get you the W. No win, no fee. Call my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm. 844-844-WINS or visit wallacewins.com. We'll hear from Talen Horton-Tucker coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Here is Jared Dudley with it. Hands the ball to Talen Horton-Tucker. Tucker down the middle all the way. Left-hand reverse layup. Good. Nice shot by the 19-year-old Laker rookie getting his first real NBA playing time. I mentioned this at the start of the show. Talen Horton-Tucker is the youngest player in all of the NBA. Now he steals it. Horton-Tucker comes up with a steal, and he's trying to get it to one of his teammates. He does. They get it a ball ahead to Deion Waiters. Waiters to the rim, lays it up and in. But Tucker's only 19, Michael. He doesn't turn 20.
He's been 19 until for November. 2 years.
He's been 19 for 2 years. That's Michael Thompson's comment there. That was today's Smooth Finish brought to you by Corona. The best way to celebrate sports is with a cool, refreshing Corona in hand. So grab a Corona today and enjoy your game day beach. Talen Horton-Tucker, smooth on the defensive side. 3 steals. That's a great kind of highlight and clip there. He gets 2 steals in, less than 30 seconds. And yeah, I think there is some curiosity to what, you know, he can bring come postseason and if he'll be a part of the rotation. The rotation I still don't understand, to be honest with you. Just figuring out how coach is going to use all these players or how deep he'll go. I'm sure there's a lot of curiosity on that front. But let's get a chance to hear from Talen Horton-Tucker after today's loss to the Sacramento Kings. Lakers lose 136-122.
Hey, Talen. Mike Bresnahan from Spectrum Sportsnet. Let's talk about your game for a minute here. Three of the last four games, you've scored in double-digit scoring. How confident and comfortable are you feeling out there?
I'm just trying to come in and fulfill whatever they need me to do. Whether it's play defense or just play any role that they need me to do. So I've just been trying to come in and stay ready for that. And I feel like I've been able to do it.
How much of an experience has it been for you in the bubble? I mean, you played only two games with the big club, and that was really accurate. A regular part of the rotation.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Talen, what's it been like for you, your bubble experience? I mean, you played only two games with the team, the big club, last December. Now you became part of the rotation pretty much the second half of the seeding games here.
Just me being here in the bubble has been great for me just to be able to learn from the best basketball IQs in the game or some of them, you know. Just being able to take that in as a 19-year-old is great for me. So I've been, I'm appreciative for the moment and, I'm just trying to stay ready.
I know you're new to the franchise and new to the NBA, but do you sense guys like LeBron and Anthony Davis starting to get a little more serious now that playoffs are right around the corner?
Yeah, just being around them, seeing their mindset, shift that it takes to, go into winning the, championship. So being able to see that in my first year has been great for me.
All right, Bill.
Hey, Talen, it's Bill Oram with The Athletic. I'm wondering, given most of your first year experience was being back and forth between the G League and obviously the Lakers, how different has it been for you to have kind of that daily exposure to the Lakers coaching and the veterans around you as opposed to the rest of your first year?
I feel like other rookies don't really have that opportunity, being around those guys like AD and Bron. So, I just try to make the most of it, just being around them, trying to take in as much, be a sponge, and just listen to everybody around, because everybody here is here for a reason. So I trust in my teammates and try to just listen to them.
All right, questions on site?
No one's on site.
Okay, anyone else on Zoom? We'll go back to Mike.
Yeah, Taylor. Who are some of the vets, some of the guys on the team that you really go to, that you listen to for advice and that type of thing?
I look through everybody, anybody I could, who can answer the question, I try to, just ask them. So just being able to be around them and have so many different resources to go to has been good. But not really, just one person.
Is there anyone who's kind of taking you under their wing in the bubble among your teammates?
I feel like Jared Dudley has J.R. Smith. They're so much older than me, so I feel like they all kind of treat me like they all kind of bring me along. So it's been great.
Hey, Talen.
I go back to Bill.
Bill again. Obviously, physically, a pretty big transformation from where you were at the beginning of the year. How did you use the hiatus? And when you knew that the league was going to resume, were you just looking forward to practice time and coaching? And how much did you think you would actually get to put it to work on in game action?
You work to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So I just tried to, prepare myself as much as best as possible, coming into the bubble, not knowing if I'm going to play or not. I just wanted to come in and know that I was ready myself and, just be prepared.
Can you give me a little taste of what you were doing each day during the hiatus? Where were you? Who were you working out with? How were you? Like, some guys were not able to get as much training in. Like, how did you stay on top of your game?
I was, like everybody else, pretty much been in the house. So I was just trying to just stay healthy, eating the right things, getting a little cardio outside, doing a little running here and there, and, just staying in the gym 24/7. That was pretty much it. I didn't change too much of my lifestyle during hiatus.
Do you have a hope that there's going to be playoff minutes for you? Do you think you're in the playoff rotation now? Have you talked to Coach Vogel about whether there are opportunities for you in the postseason?
They were always told to just stay ready. So, I'm just going to keep doing that and see where we go from there.
All right. Any questions on site? Last call for on site.
I'll get over here.
Okay. Last call for anyone on Zoom. The last question here with Christian.
Hey, Talen. Obviously, the expectation going into the season was that you guys were going to make the playoffs. But now that you're here, your rookie season and an opportunity for you to maybe get minutes in the playoffs, does it feel any different? Or is it still the excitement of just being able to play in the postseason in the NBA?
This basically is my first kind of taste of NBA basketball, really. So it's all kind of new to me. So I'm just trying to take it all in for what it is and just be, you know, it's the playoffs. It's what I watched my whole life. So I'm ready to, you know, be a part of it if I am. So just being here is going to be good for me too. So.
All right, that's Talen Horton-Tucker right there. I mentioned, and, you know, from his own personal productivity, I think the only thing I kind of cared about in today's game for him, 34 minutes. So let him get some run. What do the Lakers, by the way, what do you have to lose in a game like this where, you know, obviously it's not that meaningful? What we're going to pay so much attention to moving forward is next week when the postseason does start, all of a sudden that lineup shrinks. You're not going to see, I think there was 12 players that played in today's game. I don't think that's going to happen on a night-in-night-out basis. And that's without the Lakers playing AD or Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso, obviously Rajon Rondo's still out in KCP. So there are a number of guys still missing for the Lakers, but they'll all come back for the postseason. And this is it, too. I mean, just think about this. Think about this with this Lakers season. All the hype that we've had over, you know, the last couple of months, even before we had to stop because of COVID-19, postseason's finally here. And I know it's not ideal. I know the predicament, the situation is off for everybody, but I couldn't be from a complimenting what the league has done so far. The competition is still there. The players still feel like, you know, they're obviously playing for something important. And I know for the Lakers, that wasn't always the case strictly because of the circumstance that they put themselves in. And that circumstance was locking up the number one seed and having so much success earlier in the season. But I still think it has this incredible, there's going to be an incredible amount of people looking forward to not just tonight's game, not just what happens this weekend, but obviously moving forward once we get to the postseason. Head coach Frank Vogel. So one of the things that he's done over these last couple of weeks, he's talked about how it was more important for the Lakers to just pay attention to playing good basketball and getting into some type of a rhythm as we get to the postseason. When we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from Coach, see if the Lakers have at least accomplished that goal through these eight games and what he's hoping to see from a competitive standpoint of what the Lakers do up until the postseason begins next week. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit vistapaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers do lose the points in the paint battle, 58-54. They lose in the game 136-122. But the only stat that's important moving forward is what the schedule is going to be for the Los Angeles Lakers next week. So as we sit here today, there's still a lot to figure out for the Lakers. A lot of teams out there already know who they're going to play. They're already game planning. For Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, it's a little bit different. I'm sure this is going to be part of the conversation that comes up. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the Lakers 136-122 loss, what to expect over the next couple of days as the Lakers determine what their schedule is going to be and their first-round opponent's going to be. Here's Coach.
As you look to find that balance with rhythm and flow with some of your guys today, and then, of course, the experimentation, as you mentioned, in the pregame with those off the bench, despite the loss, how would you feel, or how would you assess, rather, what you guys were able to accomplish today?
Well, I wasn't really happy with how we played overall. You know, I think our guys are ready to get into that playoff environment. But, you know, there was plenty of positives. It was good to see Taylor Horton Tucker play big minutes. Marquise Morris got going a little bit. Deion JR continued to get a little more comfortable. So, you know, LeBron was able to get in and get a little bit of rhythm so he doesn't have such a long layoff between games. So there was plenty of positives from today. But we certainly need to play better than we did today.
You obviously mentioned before the game that you wanted Marquise to get some more minutes, 14 points, 12 of which came from deep. What did he show you, if anything, that you needed to see?
Well, he's a beast, you know, and he's someone that's going to help us in the playoffs. And, you know, I think with him joining our team late in the restart, he's been behind the eight ball a little bit with his legs and conditioning and us trying to find him opportunities to get in rhythm. And, you know, I think it's been a slow, steady buildup from the time he joined us up until this point today. And it's continuing to grow, and you know, I feel good about what he can bring to our team in the playoffs.
Hey, Frank, it's Dave. How will you manage the next 4 days leading up to game one? Do you give your guys a day off or two in there? Do you have team dinners? Do you have scrimmages? Do you team outings? Like, how are you going to manage it?
All of the above. we'll manage rest with practice. We'll probably have two good practices, a pull-off day, and, you know, sort of a walkthrough day, depending on the schedule. You know, we still don't know when we're going to play game one, who we're going to play game one or round one. So, you know, some of that stuff still has to play out, but at least something along those lines.
Allison?
Frank, not that the regular season is an achievement that every coach wants to celebrate, but in terms, you guys started the regular season 296 days ago, had 51 for the first time in 10 years for this organization. Do you ever think about sort of the totality of that achievement given everything that's happened?
Well, yeah, it's been, we've been through a lot this year, but, you know, really all of it is just a buildup to us. You know, whether we finish one, two, three, you know, doesn't really matter. Just matters, you know, what we've been able to build from a habit standpoint, a performance standpoint, going into the playoffs. So we're here, we're excited about it, and confident in what we can accomplish.
Tanisha, anyone else on your end?
Yes, I do have a couple people on my end. Let's go, Melissa.
Hey, Frank, playing off of what Kyle just asked, if you could have, at the beginning of the season, seen everything that happened, would you have believed just sort of the wild ride that this season took? And how would you just sort of describe it in its totality?
Yeah, it's been obviously, you know, no one could have foreseen the way this year was going to play out. You know, it's been full of challenges, but you know, adversity strengthens you. Gives an opportunity for your group to come together. I feel like our group is very tied together and confident in what we can accomplish. And you know, hopefully, you know, we can persevere through all that stuff and go on a heck of a run here.
Last question over here, Andy Kamineski.
Hey, Frank. Do you feel like you guys, as a team, got what you needed out of this period in the bubble in this lead up?
I do. You know, you always, as a coach, you always want more time to get, you know, more of your system hyped up and more guys opportunities to get familiar with your system, with each other. You know, there's a continuity element, you know, with coaches that, you know, if you have a core group that's been together with a coaching staff that's been together in the system, you have a little bit of an advantage. And you know, for us, you know, we're all new to each other this year. So, you know, I always feel like there's more that we can get accomplished and improve upon. But, you know, with the circumstances of the pandemic and, you know, restarting in a bubble and all those types of things, you know, I think it's time to – I think this is the appropriate amount of games to get ready.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Couldn't have set it up any better the way the NBA did, and at least the Lakers and every team in the NBA got some games under their belt before the postseason starts. Okay, we'll get a chance to hear from Quinn Cook when we come back. So, Quinn Cook, you heard Coach talk about him. 31 minutes in this game Did have 12 points, and we'll see if Quinn Cook at any point becomes part of the rotation, but Quinn Cook certainly has some experience, got an opportunity to play in Sacramento in some meaningful playoff games and some championship games. So Quinn Cook coming up next. Plus, we'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard. There's some games going on right now that will certainly have an impact on who potentially is a part of that number eight, as the Lakers will have to sit and wait for a couple days. Stay right here. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. You heard Coach talk a little bit about Quinn Cook. He's going to be a player that he's got the experience. We'll see if he gets a ton of playing time once we do get into the postseason. But Quinn Cook, in this afternoon's game, had 31 points, or I'm sorry, 31 minutes, had 12 points. Quinn Cook postgame.
Hey, Quinn, congrats on surviving the seeding round. How are you feeling as a team going into the playoffs next week?
I'm excited, obviously. Good to be back playing and using these, you know, 11 games, 8 regular season games, and 3 scrimmages to get ready for this moment. And then for us to clinch number one, means a lot to us, you know, the organization and the entire Laker Nation. So now it's time to use what we've learned and everything that we built this year for this moment. And we don't know who we play yet, but we're excited to get it going and start preparing.
And a few people have kind of said, oh, the Lakers' outside shooting wasn't good for the first handful of games, but the last three, you guys have kind of stepped up behind the arc. Do you feel like the law of averages is starting to come on your favor a little bit?
It's basketball. It's basketball. That's for every team, really. Especially our team. We have great shooters. To see, you know, the ball going in the basket is always great. But, you know, we have two of the best players in the world, and they always play make for others. So, you know, obviously we just keep staying confident in ourselves, and, you know, the ball, you know, always, go in. Maybe it won't, but the law of averages is something that we all believe in.
You had some great playoff experience up with Golden State, played alongside some great players. How do you sense LeBron and Anthony Davis are ready with the playoffs just around the corner?
Well, I've played them in both the playoffs, so I know, you know, how locked in, how focused they are. Just seeing their careers, you know, what they do in the playoffs, and obviously they've been gearing up for this point. And, you know, just being great leaders, you know, getting us ready as well. So I'm excited to go to war with those guys.
Quinn, sort of along those lines, you've had a chance to ramp up for a few playoff drives. What was ultimately similar about this experience, and what was different?
Well, obviously being, you know, the top dog, I think that, you know, every game that we've played this year, you know, we've had a target on our back. We've had, you know, to take everybody's best shot. So that's prepared us for this moment. You know, when I was in Golden State, just to see, you know, those guys prepare and the whole team prepare, and just how you have to value every possession, really, not just, you know, win by each quarter, not just win each game, you know, got to win every possession. So to play against AD in 2018 in the playoffs, and to play against, you know, LeBron in the finals on 2018, just to see how, you know, much we had to do to stop those guys just shows you how much, you know, they bring to the table.
Yeah, Quinn.
All right, that's Quinn Cook right there, post game after the Lakers lost to the Sacramento Kings. A couple quick things I want to plug here. So we'll look at the NBA scoreboard. We know how critical these games are today to eventually determine who the Lakers are going to play in the first round. So second quarter, 7 minutes, 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Grizzlies up 37-30 over the Milwaukee Bucks. Grizzlies win. They will, in some shape, way, or form, be a part of Saturday or Sunday's games. Mavericks and the Suns. Phoenix needs the Grizzlies to lose or Portland to lose. Suns up 11 early in the second quarter. They just started the second quarter. They're up 36-25. So big time games going on right now. Later in the day, Spurs and Jazz at 3:30, and then the Blazers and the Nets will tip off at 6 o'clock. So we'll obviously keep you guys updated on all those games throughout the day. Ramona Shelburne and Kirk Morrison are coming up at 3 o'clock. I have Sliwa show later tonight as well. I'm just going all night. Going all night tonight. At 6:30 tonight. Go till 9 o'clock as well. So we'll definitely keep everybody updated from the NBA scores perspective. The only thing we got left now is for Los Angeles Lakers basketball to start the postseason. I know we're all looking forward to it. It's been an incredibly, incredibly long road, but we're not going to have to wait too much longer. That's the next thing left for the Los Angeles Lakers. So they end up 3-5 in the bubble, but the most important games are coming up. And we'll see if the Lakers can go out and start their journey for number 17. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in to the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show. This is 710 ESPN.